There is a international committee which is called MPEC-4. You know, now we have the MPEC-1 and MPEC-2 standards already established. And the next one is MPEC-4, which hopefully the standards will be fixed, I think, next year. And originally, the MPEC-4, the goal is to achieve very low bit rate coding, video coding. But gradually, it has evolved into not just looking at low bit rate coding. That is, they have extended the range of the bit rates which are of interest from very low, like a couple of kilobits per second, to maybe 1.5 megabits. But the emphasis is more on multifunctionality. That is, they would like to have compression methods which are useful for different applications, not just video phone or teleconferencing, but maybe databases, virtual agents, things like that. So one subgroup of this MPEC-4 is called the synthetic natural hybrid coding, which are concerned with problems like combining a natural scene with a synthetic object, like synthetic human. So the question of how to model the human and how to compress the data describing the human. So up to now, you know, this combines many different areas: signal processing, computer vision, and computer graphics. And computer graphics people have looked into modeling of the human, so some of these techniques could be used. But the analysis is really difficult, and it's just I think people are just starting to look at that. And the right now, I think most of the work concentrates on the face. Although people are starting to look into hand motion, body motion, but most of the work has been done with the face. And we have, there are several different groups working on that, and we have fairly good face models. And also, this committee is trying to come up with a list of sort of basic movement, like the movement of the corners of the mouth, the eyebrow. And I think the latest list has about 68 different basic units. And by combining these, you can create different expressions. So one question is, how do you extract at least a large portion of these units automatically if you want to transmit these to the other side to control the model? And several groups are working on this, and we are working on this very intensively right now. And we just developed some algorithms for tracking the head as well as some of the key points. But it's still far from getting these 68 movement units.